Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj, and Jennifer Lopez all in the headlines. Time to recap the week that was on Ralphie Tonight with Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Jessica Finn, we start with Katy Perry, and Life and Style recently caught up, not with Katy, but with her father, Jessica?
Yeah, we actually got Keith Hudson. He doesn't talk often, but when he does, he's always kind of really loving, and he always speaks very highly of Katy, even though they've kind of had some problems in the past. And Keith, like any good father, wants what's best for her. And he gave us some great quotes. He talked about all any father wants is for their daughter to be married and happy. And, you know, after the last couple of years that Katy's had between her divorce with Russell and then breaking up with John Mayer and Diplo, she's kind of had some unlucky in love times recently. And I think that her dad just really wants her to be happy and with somebody and kind of taken care of.
Absolutely. All right. Life and Style Weekly. Jessica Finn here on Ralphie Tonight. Nicki Minaj hasn't, she's not even engaged, but she's already talking about her marriage.
Yeah, you know, this is what I love about Nicki. You see so many interviews with her and she's always about the music and that's great. But I'm always curious about her relationship. What we don't hear a lot about is her longtime boyfriend, Safaree Samuels. And we caught up with her and we were finally able to corner her on a couple of, you know, relationship type questions. And she's not, and again, she's not engaged, not that we know of, but she's not engaged. And she was telling us already about where she wants to have her wedding. She's talking Turks and Caicos, island wedding. She's talking 10 dress changes. For somebody that's not like officially walking down the aisle anytime soon, she really knows exactly what she wants.
And that's kind of crazy, especially considering how busy she's been in that music career. Just premiered a new music video this past week, matter of fact. We'll wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jessica Finn. Jennifer Lopez is gearing up for an album release. It'll be her 10th studio album. And of course, this past week she performed back where she grew up in the Bronx. However, professional things going very well. Personal side, I mean, what is really going on between her and Casper Smart?
Yeah, so one thing we know about her performance in the Bronx is that Casper definitely wasn't there. Definitely my favorite story of the week. Casper was caught in this kind of texting situation with this beautiful transsexual model named Sophie Bissa. And I think it's the end of the relationship. We had some reporting that we did a couple of years ago talking about Casper in a massage parlor, an erotic massage parlor. So I think that, you know, Jennifer at the time turned a blind eye, but I think this is finally culminating where she just knows she can't trust this guy.
Depending on what you're reading now, you know, they've been over, they're about to be over. I could tell you this much. I interviewed Jennifer Lopez a couple weeks ago. Casper was with her at the Billboard Music Awards in Vegas, and also, she is stunning in person. Shame on Casper for screwing this up.
Seriously.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely. She couldn't be more gorgeous.
Exactly. Well, hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Jessica Finn, have a great weekend.